Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Bible Storyland. Thank you very much for being with us this morning. We appreciate your presence, and we thank Father God for you. Today is Joyful Praise Day, or Bible Storyland. We honor the Most High God with joyous praise and thanksgiving today. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, for the Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. And we honor him this morning. We honor his mighty presence. We thank him for what he's doing this morning. We say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to our God. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're so grateful that you decided to join us this morning. And I thank Father God for being on here with us this morning. We're so grateful that he loves his children and that he is the Most High God. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled, and they were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. Hallelujah. We just praise the name of the Lord. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our God even unto death. Hallelujah. We're praising our mighty King this morning. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease until the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. In sunder he burneth the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Bless the name of the Lord, for he is mighty. All right, this morning, we're grateful that you could join us. We have a mighty prayer warrior on the line with us. This morning, she is from Alabama. She's going to lead us in prayer. She and I went to kindergarten together also. I've met several kindergarten friends, and I just thank the Lord for her. She is Evangelist Janie McCauley. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning.
Janie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you this morning. What about you?
Doing great. We're grateful. We're blessed that you're on with us this morning. We thank God for you.
Amen.
All right. You ready to lead us in prayer?
Yes, I'm ready to lead you in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you for waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right mind, having a mind to join together in this great radio broadcast, Father, in your name, Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to bless our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, the men and women that's fighting for our freedom, Lord. We ask you to bless their homes and their families, God. We ask you to move by your divine power, Spirit, and God, help those in the nursing homes and the hospitals and the mental institutions throughout the nation, the prisons, the jails, God. Move for them, God. Save the lost, Father, in your name, Jesus. Souls are dying and souls are crying, but we know that you're a great deliverer. You come to seek and to save those that are lost. We ask to those that need healing this morning, Father, that you will touch them in their bodies. Many have sicknesses, diseases of cancer and AIDS and, oh God, hypertension and diabetes and various sicknesses and diseases, but we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a deliverer. You came, Lord, to heal man, Lord, to set him free, Jesus. And glory be to God. We give you all the glory, the honor, the praise, because you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever, and changes not. Your word is forever settled in the heavens, every one of your promises, Lord. It's yea and amen. We thank you, Lord. Even with the woman that had the issue of blood, Lord, even, Lord, she came and she touched the hem of your garment. And when she did, immediately her blood disease stanched, dried up. And you're still that same God even this morning. No matter what our needs may be, Lord, you will meet every need. You said you would. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you can't lie. You're not a man you should lie, neither the son of man that thou should repent. Hath thou not said it, shall you not do it? Have you not spoken, and shall you not make it good? You'll make it all good because you're God. We just thank you for this radio broadcast, Lord. We thank you for Sister G. And we ask you to continue to bless her and bless all of her footsteps in your word, Father, we pray. We ask you to bless all the hearers and the participants, God. We ask you to let the yokes be destroyed because of the anointing. It's the anointing that destroys every yoke, Father. We need every yoke destroyed of the minds and the heart of thy people. Those that are in need, it's many needs before you, God. But we know you will supply the needs because we believe. We believe your precious promises, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone that's hearing, God. Bless everyone that's participating this day in Jesus Christ's precious holy name. And God, we ask you to save our children, our grands and great-grands, and protect them and shield them with your great love, your great presence. Protect them, Father. You see what's out there, but greater is you that is in us than he that is in the world. And if you be for us, God, who can be against us? And we know that you are for us. Touch the bodies this morning. Many is in pain right now, even as I pray. But, Lord God, we ask you to go to them. We send your word to them. You say you sent your word and healed them, Matthew 8:16. We ask you to heal them this morning. Touch them, Lord, in their back and their shoulders and arthritis, whatever the problem may be, the sickness they may feel in their bodies, the pain they may be suffering. We ask you to go and touch them right now in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. We glorify you and honor you this morning because we know there's no name greater than that name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you this morning for this praise and this worship, the time to praise you and to love you, to give you all the glory, the praise that you so richly deserve, Father. Hallelujah to your divine name, Jesus. We thank you this morning and thank you for this opportunity, God, to pray with your people. And God, we just ask you to bless each and every one in Jesus Christ's precious name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for that mighty prayer. We bless the name of the Lord this morning. We have another great woman of God who is faithful to Bible Storyland weekly. She is gifted with the voice of song and praise unto God. Her name is Jackie Travis. She is going to give us a song of glory unto the Lord. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
All right, she's right here with us in Jacksonville, Florida. You ready to sing that song to the Lord this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Right. You are ready to listen.
All right. It's back to Eden. When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's beautiful, a life that's full, a life that's rich and plentiful. It is our goal to remind you of this principle. We're redeemed, a newborn soul. Oh, oh, let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Our family's blessed, finances blessed, our mind and spirit, and our body's blessed. We were tempted and we fell, but Jesus came. Now all is well. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. But we were deemed to live a life that's beautiful, a life that's full, a life that's rich and plentiful. It is our goal to remind you of this principle. We're redeemed, a newborn soul. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Ooh, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Closer walk with the Lord. And don't you know we need a closer walk with the Lord? We can't get to anywhere unless we have a closer walk with him.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant to Jesus is our plea.
Walk with thee. Just a closer walk.
Walking close to thee. Daily walking close to thee, daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Close to walk with
this feeble life is o'er, when a feeble life is o'er. Time for us shall be no more. God, us gently, safely o'er. To thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee, just a closer walk with thee, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is our plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When life's sun sinks in the west, Lord, may we have done our best. May we find sweet peace and rest in that happy home of the blessed. Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
To Jesus
is our plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be.
Hallelujah.
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 We all need a close walk with our Lord. The older we get, the more we realize we cannot make it without our Lord. We need a closer walk with him. He is our creator. We have to count up our many blessings and name them one by one.
Yes.
Look and see what the Lord has done. For he has done great and mighty things for his people. I mean, he has done great and mighty things for his people. He has dwelled with us, and he allows us to dwell with him. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what works thou hast didst in their days in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst favor upon them. Thou art my king. Thou art our king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Oh, we just thank you, Father God. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For we will not trust in our own bow, neither shall our sword save us. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long. We praise thy name forever. Selah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
To be thankful for, so much to be grateful for. That is why we can give joyful praise. We have a super abundant supply, and we are grateful for our health. We are grateful for our strength, for our minds. We thank God that he has given us the mind of Christ. Our minds are vanity, vain things without his mind dwelling in us. So this morning we have another song by Sister Glory Dean Shiloh from New Orleans, Louisiana. How are you this morning, Sister Glory Dean?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Good.
I know you're doing okay.
Yeah. Yes. Is it raining in New Orleans?
Well, not right now, but it's been raining. We've been having some stormy weather.
Yep, we have too. It's overcast here today. But I thank God for whatever weather he sent. I am most grateful.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so you ready to sing this, Sister Glory Dean?
Yeah, let me get to the other side.
All right, take your time. We're just thanking God for all that are on this morning. We are so grateful to the Most High for all that all of you who are listening in on Bible Storyland this morning.
Hey.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God, thank you for bringing us through. And you know, he has seen us through many trials, many tribulations. And we just give him praise and thanksgiving for all that he's doing on our behalf.
Yes.
Well, we are truly blessed this morning with the prayer that has gone forth, with the songs that have gone forth. We thank God for all of you.
Thank you.
We are continually being blessed this morning. We have a child of God with us, a child of the Most High God, a child of the King of Kings. She also lives in New Orleans. Her name is Pastor Josie Phillips this morning.
Yes,
and she is from, she'll tell you the name of her church and a little bit about what she does. Good morning, Pastor Josie.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, too. How are you doing this morning?
I'm so blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen. What's the name of your church again?
The name of our ministry is called Pray the Word, Say the Word.
Amen.
We're located in the 7th Ward in the New Orleans area. And God is an awesome God. What he's doing here, we're just expecting a mighty move of God.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, let God have his way this morning.
Hallelujah. What I'm going to be sharing about today, and I'm going to be sounding the shofar, I'll give you a little bit of history, and we are going to begin to decree and declare some things. And I just want to say I thank God for you today. And, Father, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to go forth on the airway, Lord. And I thank you for your anointing, Father God. I thank you for a release of a mantle of anointing, Father God, a fresh anointing, Lord. Even as we begin to open up our mouth, Father God, that you begin to fill it, Lord. Oh, God, we repent for right now, Lord, for any sin or anything that, Father God, that have grieved you, Lord. Sometimes we do and say things we don't even realize, Lord. And Father, I give you praise and glory, Lord. And I decree and declare today that we are a child of the King, our heir of God. Thank you, Father, and that we are more than a conqueror. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that we no longer walk in fear, but because fear has no place in our life, and because that God has not given us a spirit of fear, and that we're confident that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that greater is he that's in me. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Now, today what I'd like to do, I'd like to share about the sound of the shofar. And when I get, I'm going to sound the shofar, and I'm actually, you know what, you just have to be ready wherever God called you to. I'm actually sitting on Veterans Highway in my car because of some situations this morning. Praise the Lord. So we just got to go forward in the name of Jesus. We need to cast down a vain imagination, take captive every negative thought and anything that tries to come against. We've got today the word the Lord has given me is endurance. We have to be watchmen on the wall, and I thank God. So I'm going to sound the shofar, and then I'm going to give you some more, let you know a little bit more about this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day when I sound the shofar, and today, hallelujah, it's a call of holiness. It's a call of repentance. The sound was a priestly instrument in the biblical days, and the sound was a sound to begin to assemble the troops for the different feasts, festival. It was a sound that went out to let the people to warn the people, to let the people know what was going on. And when they heard a certain sound, they knew how to react. Hallelujah. It was a warning sound. The shofar is blown to remember God's kingship as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we are his obedient subject. Hallelujah. And you know, the shofar, mine is like 56 inches, and it comes from the African antelope. Hallelujah. Many people call it the ram's horn. Hallelujah. And I sound it also. There's a sound, that long blast. We just sound it to welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit. spirit in the place. In Psalms 150, it's an instrument of praise. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord, Father God, for all of the things that you have blessed us with, God. We thank you, Father God, for your eternal life and that you died on the cross for us. We thank you, Father God. The shofar is also blown to remember that God is God and he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that we are called to consecration of getting our life in order so that we can tabernacle with God, so that we can be ministers for the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God has given us a spirit, a ministry of reconciliation, to be witness for his holy name. And before the last trumpet, there's still time for us to grow and to repent. It's a call for us to go out. Hallelujah. It's a sound. It's a piercing sound. And I think about the DNA, and I think about the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. And as I begin to sound that, it's a release in the airway. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that when we sound the shofar, it confuses the enemy. Hallelujah. It changes the atmosphere in the room. Oh, and it causes the enemy to become so confused. The enemy hates the sound of the shofar. I want you to know that the trumpet is a trumpet sound, a call of worship for devoting more time in the presence of God instead of being slaves to the cares of the world. Many people now, you look, we have so many things going on. People, they can't seem to even talk enough on the cell phone. They have to use the earplugs now. They watch the television. And I see people multitasking now. God wants us to enter into the holy of holy. He wants us to enter into a rest in him. I want you to know also, hallelujah, some things about the trumpet. It's a trumpet call to war, calling you to rise in the face of evil and fight the good fight of faith until the end. We can't give up. We can't throw in the towel. Many of you knew about a month ago we had a break-in at the church, and many of us sometimes feel like giving up, but God says, no, just shake off the dust and keep on. And hallelujah, God is the one that gives every one of us a measure of faith, and the faith, hallelujah, we need to fight the good fight of faith. It is the trumpet of impending judgment upon sin and an unsaved world. It's a call for you to reach out and to be the watchman on the wall, calling others in the kingdom. In Jeremiah 6:17, I set a watch over you, saying, listen to the sound. Let me sound that shofar one more time. And you can sound, it's a sound of victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Also, it's a sound of restoration. It's a sound of healing. Many times the Lord has had me to, I used to travel with the Holy of Holy Ministry out of Jacksonville. And we've gone to New York and different places. And I've just seen such an awesome, awesome manifestation of God's love and his healing power. And how I have this guy named is Jim Barbarossa. He goes all over the world. And the Lord has him to sound that shofar on people that has terminal illnesses. And God heals them. And it's a release. It releases the anointing. And what it does is sets people free. I know one time I was with Reverend Fisher at the Bishop Henry Church. And we sounded the shofar there. It was so amazing. One of the ladies came up. And she says, I could just see chains breaking off of people. Just people were being set free. Hallelujah. Oh, but it's a time. It's a time for us to prepare, for us to just enter into that rest with the Lord. Hallelujah. When we hear the shofar, we are to remember the words of the prophet. I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the shofar. The prophets are like a shofar today, which warn of danger. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. For the unsaved, the approaching end of the world and the sound of the shofar, it for some people, it strikes terror. Hallelujah. For the saved, it's a time to look up and to really rejoice. The Bible says, happy are the people who knows their God and know the trumpet sound of the Lord, and they shall walk in the light of thy presence. And that comes from Psalms 89:15. Oh, glory to God. Let me sound this sound again. This is the warfare sound. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy hates this sound. When you hear the shofar, hallelujah, we are to remember the battle alarm for war in Zephaniah 1 and 14. And when you hear the shofar, we're to remember the end of all war. The shofar is blown at the end of the battle. In that 2 Samuel 2:28, the shofar is a reminder that our final victory is ahead. And when Jesus Christ, when King Jesus Messiah returned, we will end, he will end all wars and battles, huh, and injustice. And when you hear the sound of the shofar, you're to remember our resurrection will take place at Messiah's return when the shofar is blown in 1 Corinthians 15 and 52. Hallelujah. And let me sound that shofar again. And I just decree and declare, hallelujah, oh, that every stronghold in this area be broken, and that we pull down every stronghold right now. And we call, it's a call to repentance. It's a call to holiness, to for us to get our lives straight. And it's something about that DNA in the airways, a frequency that goes out. Let me sound the shofar again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let your kingdom come. Oh, Father, let your will be done. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you establish every community and every city, Father God. And we lift up all the intercessors, the watchmen on the wall, the seers, Lord, the battle axes, the, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, those that you've called, oh, Lord, and oh, Father, even as we stand between the porch and the altar, God, I just want to thank you, Father God, for gates of righteousness, Lord. And we cover us with the precious blood of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you anoint your people, God, to trade on serpents and scorpions, and Lord. And thank you, Father God, that we agree with heaven that the people of God have power over the power of the enemy. And I want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for keen discernment, Father God. Thank you for blessing this airway, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus. And I bind up the assignment of every bloodthirsty man, every spirit that tries to come against us in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that we have victory in Jesus. We give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you like me to sign you one more time? Praise God.
Amen, amen.
Glory to God. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. That shofar.
Amen. Amen.
Her message was endurance.
Amen.
Can we hang in there until the Lord comes? We got to hang in. We got to stay close to the Lord. Stay in that secret place. You know, she gave several scriptures, Psalms 150, you know, about praise unto God. Each time she blew the shofar, it was a different meaning. You know, she blew it for a call to war. She every time she said it, she blows it, the enemy hates it. He doesn't like it. Because we're worshiping and praising the true and mighty God, and it's a sound for restoration, a sound for warfare. I just say a sound to praise our God, the King of Kings. Oh, we're just so grateful for that great message, Pastor Josie. We're just so grateful that you could join us this morning, but don't leave. We want you
okay,
to pray again for the people when they give when they ask for prayer a little bit later. So hang on. You too, Janie,
oh,
and Sister Brenda. So we're going to need all the prayers we can have today. So I thank God for her decree and declaring that every stronghold is broken over God's people. And you know what? That's just right in line with our Bible character today, the shofar, because our Bible character today is Joshua, about Joshua. And, you know, Joshua was a mighty man of valor. And the Lord said to him, you know, that his servant, Moses, was dead. And he told Joshua, he says, now my servant Moses is dead. Now you and all these people must cross the Jordan into the land that I'm going to give the people of Israel. You know, God keeps his promises now. He had promised it to Moses. Now he's carrying it on with Joshua. I will give you every place on which you set foot, as I promised Moses. Your borders will be the desert on the south, nearby Lebanon to the Euphrates River, the country of the Hittites on the north, and the Mediterranean Sea on the west. No one, he said, no one will be able to oppose you successfully as long as you live. I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will never neglect you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, because you will help these people take possession of the land I swear to give unto their ancestors. Only be strong and very courageous. Notice how many times he's telling them, faithfully doing everything in teachings that my servant Moses commanded you. Don't turn away from them. Then you will succeed whatever, wherever you go. Never stop reciting these teachings. You must think about them night and day so that you will faithfully do everything written in them. Only then will you prosper and have good success. I have commanded you, be strong and courageous. There it is again, three times. Don't tremble or be terrified, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So he was admonishing and encouraging Joshua. Joshua was a mighty man of God. He led the people of Israel to the promised land after the death of Moses. Moses was a great leader, and Joshua was his successor. And the Lord said, I want you to be strong and very courageous. You know, the Lord knows the enemy and what he's capable of doing, but God is a mighty God. And when God is for us, who can be against us? So he encouraged Joshua to be strong, and he told him, he said, I'm going to be with you through every battle. You're going to have victory. Joshua's task was, you know, in several ways was like that of Moses. So we're going to look a little bit at how their lives parallel. Now, Joshua crossed the Jordan. Now, Moses crossed the Red Sea. And Joshua encountered, he had an encounter with the Lord's commander in Joshua 5 and 13. And then Moses had an encounter directly with God with the burning bush. He acts as an intercessor for the people. And Moses acts as an intercessor for the people. He was constantly going before the people. Lord, have mercy on him. Don't kill him, Lord. You know, Lord, give him another chance. He just kept going before the Lord. And so did Joshua. Joshua, he holds up his sword in battle. And Moses holds up his arms in battle. He was a conqueror of the land, and so was Moses. He was a conqueror of the land. Joshua distributes land, and Moses distributes land on the to the eastern tribes. Joshua speaks as a prophet, and Moses spoke as a prophet. God promised to be with Joshua, and he promised to be with Moses. And you know, God is a great God. He always delivers on his word. You know, we come sometimes a wishy-washy, and we say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But, you know, being human, sometimes I have to repent. Lord, I said I was going to do this, I was going to do that. But I didn't do it, Lord. I didn't keep my promise to you, Father God. Forgive me. And you know what? God is quick to forgive us. Now, Joshua was a great soldier and victorious in every battle he fought. Just as God promised him, God was with him. When the Lord spoke to Joshua, he told him that they and all the people and him must cross the Jordan into the land that he had promised to give the people. And God kept his promise. More than once, the Lord told Joshua to be strong and courageous. In Joshua 5, I'm going to read Joshua 5 to us. He told Joshua 5, 13 through 15. You know, God is a mighty God, and he was with Joshua the whole time, just like he told him. He said, I'm going to be with you, and he was. And you know what? He's no respecter of persons. He does the same thing for us. He promised them, and he promised us. He said, I'll be with you. I'll go with you to the ends of the earth. And so in Joshua 5, 13 through 15, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and he worshipped the Lord and said to him, what saith the Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host, said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe off thy foot, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. And Joshua did so. And if you remember, when Moses climbed the mountain, God said directly to him, take off your shoes, for the ground you stand on is holy ground. Now, the captain of the host said the same thing to Joshua. So God gave Joshua, you know, a mighty call, just like he did Moses. And just like he's given us a mighty call. Now, I'm also going to read from Joshua 6, 1 through 8. What said Jericho shut up. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord came unto Joshua. See, I have given you thine hand, Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall pass the city, and ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shall thou do 6 days. And the seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns. And the seventh day ye shall compass the city seven times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make that long blast with the ram's horn, that's what Pastor Josie was playing, the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, and every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let the seven priests hear seven trumpets of the ram's horn before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and pass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass that when Joshua had spoken unto the people, and the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets, ram's horn, passed on before the Lord and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. Hallelujah! I thank God for his word. Because he was Joshua through the battle. Joshua had victory after victory. And don't you know, he gave joyous praise to God. Today on Bible Storyland, we are having joyous praise unto God. You know, amen. He has blessed us so much. I tell you, I can't even count all the blessings that God has given me. It would take me over a lifetime to give him praise and thanksgiving for the many blessings. You know, the song says, count your many blessings and see what God has done. He's done so many great things for his people. Like he did for the people of old, he's still doing great things for us. Joshua praised God for his victories. He realized it was God who gave him victory. He realized it wasn't his own strength. God gives us victory also today. We must be like Joshua, strong and very courageous, especially in this day and time, 2011. Sometimes we may be afraid to go out of our houses, out of our neighborhoods, because of all the crime and all the violence in our cities. But God is fighting every battle for us. Every time we go out, don't you know, he's protecting us. He's keeping us under his mighty hand, under the shadow of his mighty wings. He's a great God.
Yes.
And I tell you what, every time I go out and come in, I say, thank you, Jesus, you brought me home safely. You know, it's so much going on in the world today, but he protects his people. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And he got Joshua victory after victory after victory. And, you know, the enemy tries to wage war against us because we call on the name of Jesus. When we say Jesus, Jesus, the enemy's mad at us, but he can't do a thing against us because Jesus is with us. The word of God says, do not be afraid or dismayed. Dismayed means to be alarmed, horrified. You know, you look at the news and you say, oh, my God, no, don't be alarmed. Don't be horrified. Don't be fearful at what we see around us because God is with us. He will never leave us or forsake us. Father God is with us wherever we go. We must be led by him. Caution is a good thing. Fear is not. Now, fear is false evidence appearing real. You know, some things appear real. You look at your eye and you say, oh, and you look back and you say, oh, I thought that was. But you know what? It wasn't what we thought it was. Things are not always what they appear to be. God, if God be for us, who can be against us? God is a mighty God. He is a great God, and it's nothing too hard for our God. Now I'm going to read into your hearing again, Joshua 1:8. This book of the law should not depart out of our mouths, but thou shalt meditate. We have to meditate on his word day and night, and that thou may observe to do according all that is written. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. Hallelujah. That's a promise to God's children for us. It is a promise to us from our Heavenly Father. And he keeps every one of his promises. He's not a man. He's not going to lie to us. He keeps his promises day and night. Whatever, he said, whatever we ask in his name, believe, and he's going to grant it. So this morning, we have great intercessors waiting by to take prayer requests this morning. And so we're asking for a prayer request. If you have a prayer request and you haven't already pressed 1, you can do so at this time. The lines are open for prayer. Well, I'm going to be at the top of the list. I'm going to ask for prayer from my family and me. And after prayer, my Aunt Mildred, we're going to have a mighty woman of God. Aunt Mildred, she's going to come on and sing a song for us. So we're opening the lines up for prayer requests this morning. Anybody have a prayer request?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a prayer request for my mother.
Okay, this is Janie.
Janie,
in Alabama. She's asking prayer for her mother in the nursing home. So prayer intercessors, listen up. And prayer intercessors, this is how I'm going to ask you to do it this morning. Just say, this morning I'm going to pray for you, Sister G, and your family, or I'm going to pray for Janie. So however the Lord leads you, the Lord leads you to pray for one of these people on here. Just say your name and say, I'm going to pray for whomever. So just be tuned into the Spirit, Prayer Warriors. Sister Brenda, Sister Janie, and Pastor Phillips, be ready for prayer. So Sister Janie's asking for prayer for her mother in the nursing home. You know, her mother, I can remember when I was a little girl, her mother was Miss Smith, and her mother, her parents lived down the street from me. I used to go down there and visit with them. Sometimes they'd be sitting on the front porch. And I got to visit with her mother in the nursing home recently, and that's a mighty prayer warrior also. We thank God for her. Any more prayer requests?
I'd like prayer. This is Aunt Mildred.
Okay.
Ask prayer for my granddaughter in the hospital. Ask for prayer for her and also my daughter, my whole family. All of us need prayer. And I thank God for all of us.
Okay. Any more prayer requests this morning?
Well, I like, Gloria Dean, I like prayer for my family, for my daughter Karen, for Brandy and her son Garan, and, you know, for God to heal him, his mind and things, and the whole family.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Any more prayer requests? Don't all shout at once, okay? Someone's press one here. Just a moment, please. Hold on, I'm going to get you on the air so you can make your prayer request. Okay, 903, you're on the air. Make your prayer request.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good morning.
I would like prayer for a financial breakthrough. And
okay, how you doing, Avis?
I'm doing great, and you?
Well,
I'm
glad you're here.
Miss
Where are
Josie?
You in Texas, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to say hello to Miss Josie and everyone on air. Miss Josie, I know her from New Orleans. I helped her with her little business that she had in the cooking. She came to my job. I don't know if she will remember me, but my name is Avis Scott. Hi, Miss Josie.
Yes. Hi,
yes.
So good
yes.
you.
Yes, we need to connect. I need to get your number again.
Okay.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right.
I need a financial breakthrough, and I
all
need
right.
to focus. I am a student, and the devil just been attacking me in my mind to like confuse me, and I need to just stay focused.
Amen. Oh. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, Avis. Another prayer request: 504-524. Your prayer request.
Yes, Gloria. I would like prayer for the family.
Gloria Garrell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. I'm trying to get Brenda's sister on the prayer request.
I'm on.
Okay.
I'm on.
Okay, Gloria Garrell, you want prayer for your family?
Yes.
Okay, all right, good. Anybody else, prayer request? Okay.
Yes, Sister G, this is Brenda from Houston, Texas. Good morning to all, and I would just like to, with your permission, I'd like to give a word to our listeners, audience on today, and those that will tune in later.
Okay.
I would like to give a word, and the word is simply this. I just sense in my spirit that we're going to enter into a period of breakthrough. Breakthrough.
Amen, amen.
Breakthrough.
Amen.
Breakthrough. It's a breakthrough coming. It's a breakthrough coming. The times and the seasons are changing. And the problems that we have been going through in the past, we will no longer have to go through those same problems because it's a breakthrough. It's a
Hallelujah.
Breakthrough. It's a breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
It's a breakthrough also in your minister, Pastor Joseph Phillips. You're going to enter into a season of breakthrough.
Amen.
I salute you, your mighty woman of God, and I love you. Will you please remember the Lombard family? And I have a sister-in-law and her grandmother is in a hospital now because she has cancer in her throat. And we're believing God for a soon recovery. Remember my niece, Letitia, because, you know, she's paralyzed on her left-hand side. And we're believing God to restore, you know, the ability, you know, total mobility.
Amen.
To her body.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank
Amen.
You for that time.
Okay, let's see. 269, you're on the air.
Yes,
Martha, how are you this morning?
Yes, all the Lord is good. I'm asking for prayer for strength for me, for spiritual strength, that I might tune in more to what the Lord would have me to do, and I need strength in my emotions and in things that have been happening, so I'm just asking for strength. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being on. How's Kalamazoo going?
Oh, it's good. It's hot, but it's still here.
I hear you. All right. 904. Jackie, you're on the air. You have a prayer request?
Yes, I have a prayer request for one of my patients. I just called. She's in the hospital. She has an issue with blood. She's bleeding. Lord Jesus, I just pray. Want you all to pray for her to have a recovery with that, because she's been bleeding for a while, but she didn't tell us that she was bleeding.
Yeah.
So please pray for her to have a recovery. We'll have a quick recovery with that. And pray
okay.
for my family also, that my family gets closer together. Because like you said, we all need to come together now. This is a time of healing. Like you said, a time for just a breakthrough on some of these things that we've been going through. So please
yeah.
pray for us to have a great breakthrough and pray on this issue of with the Social Security checks or them cutting off checks or whatever. My people are so worried. I keep telling them, don't worry, the Lord will take care of it. But sometimes it's hard for people to grasp
right.
that, you know, that income. So just pray for those issues, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. If you're already on, you can just state your prayer request. Okay, we're going to wait a little bit longer because a lot of times people tell me, oh, I wanted to do it, but I just didn't do it right then. And sometimes it's too late. So we're still open. Prayer request. Just press 1 if you have a prayer request. Okay. All right. The first prayer request was for my family and me. Anybody want to pray for that? One of you prayer warriors? I'm going to go step by step for each one. So prayer warriors, anybody want to pray for my family and me? Whichever one, just go ahead for prayer.
You want us just to pray out loud or what?
Yes, yes, please. Whoever the Lord is leading to pray for my family and me, would you do that?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to move for Sister G and her family, Lord. You see the request and need. And we ask you to meet every need right now in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, and whatever the request is, whatever the need is, we know you're going to meet it in Jesus' name. We agree together. You said, if any two would agree, is touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them and my Father in heaven. Lord, we agree with Sister G for her and her family, and we know it's already done. We call those things to be not as though they were in Jesus Christ's precious name. And we thank you, love you, and honor you this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much, Sister Janie. I appreciate that prayer. The next prayer request is for the woman of God who just prayed for me, Sister Janie McCauley from Alabama. She's asking for prayer for her mother that's in the nursing home. Anybody who's led to pray for her prayer request? Hello?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father God. Lord, we just lift up this precious woman of God that's in the nursing home right now. And, Lord, we ask that you keep her, Father. We ask that you, Father God, that you encourage her, Lord. We ask that you bless her right now. And right now we decree and declare divine that she walk in divine health. And, Lord, help her to do some things that she had not been able to do. Keep her mind alert, Father. Let her mind stay on you, Lord. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for divine protection, Lord, against any kind of calamity, any kind of accident, or any kind of negative attitudes that come from other people. We pray for Psalms 91, a divine protection around her, that you put your angels around her. And, Father God, we thank you for divine health, that you give her help, Lord. Oh, Father God, we right now speak to her body. We command her digestive system to function normally right now. Her kidneys, her pressure to be normal. We speak to that body, and we stand on the word of God that says by Jesus' stripes, she is healed. Now, Lord, we ask that, Lord, that you just comfort her and let the joy of the Lord be her strength. Fill her up with your love, God, that she will not be lonely, Lord, even though she may have people to visit her. But God, I ask that you fill every empty, every vacant spot with your love. And we cover her with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the family members that love her and care for her, and those that care for her in the nursing home. We give you praise and glory. Right now, we just cover her with the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for that prayer. The next prayer request is for Aunt Mildred, for her granddaughter that's in the hospital, for her daughter, who is my cousin Mavis. She has lost a very close, a person that's very close to her, her godson. He died recently, so we're asking you for, you know, for prayer for her and for my Aunt Mildred. So whoever's led, go ahead.
Lord, we just lift up the granddaughter right now that's in the hospital, Father, and right now even to the family members that are grieving, Lord. We pray, God, for encouragement, Lord. We pray for comfort, that you comfort the hurting hearts, Father God. We know that even to grieving is such a pain, Lord, of losing a loved one, Father God. Now, Lord, we ask that you touch Aunt Mildred right now and that granddaughter right now, Father. You know what's going on right now. We lift it up to you right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray prosperity, we pray healing in the name of Jesus, wholeness of mind in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Bless her in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor
Amen.
Josie. Okay. Thank you so much. The next request is from Gloria Dean and her family, her daughter, her granddaughter Brandy, and her son Garon. So, as you're led, please pray for them. Brenda, don't forget to jump in. Hallelujah. We're waiting on the intercessors to pray for Sister Glory Dean and her family.
God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Glory Dean and her family, Lord. You know what the needs are. We ask you to meet every need, Jesus, of that grandchild, Lord, and whatever the requests are, whatever the problem may be, God, we know that you meet every need and supplies every need and do what has to be done. And God, we just ask you to come on the scene for her and touch her in her body, her mind, and her spirit. And encourage her heart and make her strong, God. You're a God that knows all things and meet all the needs, God, and meet every need, whatever the needs may be this day. Meet those needs in the name of Jesus. God, Lord, we know prayer is powerful, and you hear the prayers of your people, Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to encourage her heart, continue to meet the need of those loved ones that she's requesting for in Jesus Christ's precious name. And we glorify, we thank you, we honor you, we call it already done because you said it and you will do it in Jesus Christ's precious name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Jamie McCauley. All right. Prayer is going forth. Sister Avis is requesting a financial breakthrough. And for focus, as she is a student, she needs to focus on, you know, her work and not be distracted. Yes. So, waiting for
honor
someone
to come. I lift up Sister Janice McCauley, not only her, but for everybody that's in school, for all the students everywhere. And Father God, we stand upon this scripture. It's found in Daniel chapter 1, whereas Daniel was 10 times smarter than all his peers in all matters of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So we decree and we declare that you're 10 times smarter than all your peers in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Father God, give us strategies. Give us strategies. Give us understanding. Open up the doors of our understanding, and not only her understanding, but all students' understanding of the work. On how to do her work, on how to answer the questions, on how to do her papers, on how to do the projects that are assigned to her to do. And Father God, we decree and we declare that you would add unto and multiply the monies that come to her, and that you cause men to give unto her bosom. good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you,
right.
Jesus.
Thank you for praying for Avis. Thank you, Brenda, Sister Brenda. All right. The next prayer request is Sister Gloria Gorell as asking prayer for her family. So as the Lord leads, we're asking one of the intercessors to pray for Sister Gloria Gorell's family.
All praying, y'all. Father God, we thank you.
All right. Sister Brenda, will you pray for Sister Gorell and her family?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, we lift up the Gorell family to you. We count it a joy and a privilege to pray for them. We call each family member with your precious blood over each home representative with your blood. And Father God, we come against any conflict, any strife, any spirits of divisiveness in the family. And Father God, we bind it. We bind the hand of Satan now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we loose the spirit of unity and the bond of love. And Father God, let the cross of the tree of Jesus fall down into the bitter circumstances of glorious life now in Jesus' name. Let those waters be sweet, and not only in her life, not only her family life, but for all of those who are listening and those who will tune in later on the internet. Let the cross of the tree of Jesus fall down into the bitter circumstances of all of our lives and make the water sweet. And Father God, we just lose love and unity, compliments, words of encouragement from one family member to the other. Let us look for ways to meet the needs in our other family members, Father God, so that when there is a non-family member present, that they would say, I feel the love. I feel the love, the bond of love, flowing from heart to heart. And I can cut it with a knife. It's so strong. So, Father God, make each one of those family members one, even as you are one. Make them one. Release the spirit of unity upon that family. And upon all the families represented on our line today, we ask that you make us one, one, even as you and the Father are one. And Father God, we do peace and prosperity and joy within the family, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, yeah. Amen. Thank you,
amen.
Brenda, I'm asking Pastor Phillips, would you pray for Brenda's family and the grandmother that has the throat cancer and her niece, Letitia, and the entire family?
In the name of Jesus, Father, we come boldly through your throne of grace, God. Right now, Father, we just lift up Elder Brenda right now and her family and her niece, Lord. In Jesus' name, we just take authority over that spirit of cancer of the throat right now in Jesus' name. Right now, we break that curse right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we ask that you heal her right now. We decree and declare right now healing in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Brenda's family, Lord, and we pray for a breakthrough, Lord. Whatever the need is, Lord, we ask that you fulfill it, Lord. Now we lift up one of the members, Lord, that has the left hand, that has a situation with the left hand right now, and we just speak healing to that hand right now. We take authority over the spirit of pain. We command pain to go right now. We curse the root of cancer right now in Jesus' name, and we speak life right now, and we curse the root of death right now. We take authority over the spirit of death and infirmity, and we speak life right now, and we speak healing and wholeness in the name of Jesus and peace of mind. Father, we lift up right now William in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for healing him, Father God, of the eye situation, Father God. Oh, Lord, I just lift up each member in her family, God. Oh, Lord, I ask that you cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord. We take authority over the spirit of pain right now, over aches and arthritis and the situation with walking and not being able to focus. And we take authority over that mind-binding spirit, that mind-grinding spirit. spirit in Jesus' name, that spirit of Leviathan, that spirit right now that tries to come against us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we give you praise and glory. We speak healing to Sister Brenda's family right now, and I thank you, Father, for what you're doing through Elder Brenda in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Joseph, would you pray for also for Martha? Martha Gonda, she lives in Kalamazoo, Michigan, for spiritual strength and spiritual discernment.
Father God, we right now lift up my sister right now, and we're requesting, you said when two or more agree, touch, and we can ask, and you will be there in the midst, and you, Father God, you said you would even... you would answer us even before we even cry out and call. We right now lift her up, God, that you give her right now spiritual direction, God. We thank you, Lord, that she even enters into that rest with you, Lord. Oh, Father God, you said for us not to be weary in well-doing, Father, for us not to be anxious for anything, Lord. And, Father God, we lift her up right now. We ask that you cover her, Father God. Oh, Father, surround her with love, God. We ask that you send forth labor to her pathway, God. Oh, Father God, those people, that remnant that you have raised up, God, to minister to her. Send somebody, a vessel, God, oh, God, to touch her, God. Oh, Lord, touch her mind in the name of Jesus, that she has the mind of Christ, that you give her clear direction, God, that she is a seer, God. Oh, Father God, that she will not be easily persuaded or duped, or people won't get over on her in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, that you preserve her. We thank you for long life, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thanks. Amen.
Thank you.
All right,
amen.
I'm asking either Evangelist Janie or Evangelist Brenda, would you pray for Jackie, for the patient that's in the hospital, that the bleeding would stop, and for family closeness for Sister Jackie, and a quick recovery for the patient that's in the hospital. And, you know, that the elderly would learn to cast their care upon the Lord for financial help. You know, sometimes they listen to the news, and it's like a horror message that the president or whomever may cancel. But I thank God that he is over the finances of the whole world.
Thank you.
For one of you praying for Sister Jackie for that.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Father God, as I come to your throne of grace, I just lift up this patient that's bleeding now. We stand upon Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 6, Ezekiel 16 and 6, Sister Jackie. And when I passed and saw them standing polluted within their own blood, I said unto them, live, yea, live. So we speak life. Life to that patient now, in the name of Jesus. And we bind up that bleeding now, in the name of Jesus. We command that blood to coagulate. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Pastor. Oh, we
thank
give you praise and thanksgiving for what you're doing
glory.
This morning, oh God. Oh, we thank you for having your way and answering every prayer, oh God. Father, we come with grateful, joyous hearts unto you this morning. We just say thank you, Almighty. Thank you for hearing the prayers of the righteous, oh God. And thank you for leading us, Holy Spirit, by your Holy Spirit, being sensitive to your Holy Spirit. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for every prayer that went forth in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the answers even now, oh God. And we bless your holy name. We thank you for your holy presence this morning, being with us,
God.
We bless you this morning. We give you glory, glory, glory to your holy name. You are the
King.
Thank you, Jesus.
For having your way on Bible Story Land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This morning, we are still grateful to you, Most High.
Thank you.
We are so happy that God answers prayers.
Hallelujah.
Because we have been praying for this woman of God. She, too, was in the hospital a month or so ago, but God brought her through. He made sure she hit the mark to become 101 years young. Our Aunt Mildred, we're so happy to have you back. God granted her health and strengthened her body. And I just thank the Lord for what he continually do in this woman of God. I tell you what, he shows himself mighty in Aunt Mildred. 101 years, he's given her to praise
him.
So we just thank God in there. Mildred, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just waiting. I'm going to sing this morning. Oh,
amen, amen,
amen.
We are
amen.
Ready for you to sing that song this morning.
All right.
Amen.
I just want to
amen.
Thank and ask the prayers and the goodness of the Lord for everyone on this program.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Ask you, Lord, to just go with everyone. And I want to thank the sister that sent me a birthday card and a gift. I couldn't think of her name, but she was from New Orleans.
Sister,
thank you, sister. Thank you so very much. And the Lord has been so good. On the 20th of last month, the Lord let me be 101.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm thankful.
Amen.
All I can say is,
hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Teaspoon of nothing.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I feel that too. Grace
thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you.
Brought me through.
Hallelujah.
My daughters made this here every day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody that's so interested in Aunt Mildred, and I want to let you know I'm all of y'all's Aunt Mildred.
Amen.
I don't feel no ways tired.
All right.
I've come this far where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, but I know and I know the Lord didn't bring me this far to leave me. Yes, I say I don't feel no ways tired. I've come this far where I started from. I said nobody told me that the roads would be easy. I know the Lord didn't bring me this far to leave me.
Yes,
I know
hallelujah.
He didn't. That's my precious Lord didn't bring me this far to leave me.
Amen.
Everyone in here.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo,
hallelujah.
I thank God for
hallelujah.
That one. He didn't bring us
yes.
this far. None of us.
Hallelujah.
He didn't bring any of us.
Glad to hear from Aunt Mildred. Yes.
Promised
oh, yeah.
that he would be faithful, and he is a faithful
yes.
God.
Yes.
And Mildred, we just thank God for you. We thank God
amen.
For the faith that he put in you, the strength he put in you.
Yes, yes.
A blessing to us on Bible Storyland. You are a testimony. I tell you, we were so many people, we were praying for you and praying for you. So this
yes.
morning, the line is open for testimony, brief testimonies. Let's see, someone 323 in California. How you doing, Sister Barbara?
Good morning, Carita. Good morning.
You have
Bella.
A great testimony this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Hayes. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good.
I thank God for y'all getting up at 6 a.m. to be on Bible Storyland when it's 9 o'clock here.
Well,
I thank God for y'all pressing through.
Yes, Lord.
You are a blessing to us on Bible Storyland. We thank God for you.
So are you. You know, we know that God is a healing. I've been listening to all the prayers, and there's a song. I don't sing that well, but I want to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. And
okay.
You want me to sing this. It's a very short little song about healing.
Okay.
Okay. For there is healing in his hands for you. Reach out and know his healing power is flowing. Bring all your broken pieces to the one whose love will make you new. There's healing in his hands for you. And that's for all those who want prayer. that God is a healer and there's healing in his hands. And he has already provided that on the cross.
Amen, amen. I thank God for that beautiful song. There's healing in his hands. Woo, hallelujah.
For us all. And then after everyone has, you know, spoken, as a little poem, I didn't write it. It's called The Garden.
All right.
Do you want me to say it, read it now?
Yes, please.
Okay. The garden for your daily living. Plant 3 rows of peas. Peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of soul. Plant 4 rows of squash. Squash gossip, squash indifference, squash grumbling, squash selfishness. Plant 4 rows of lettuce. Let us be faithful. Let us be kind. Let us be patient. Let us really love one another. No garden is without turnips. Turn up for meeting. Turn up for service. Turn up to help one another. To conclude our garden, we must have thyme. Thyme for each other. Thyme for family. Thyme for friends. Water freely with patience and cultivate with love. There is much fruit in your garden because you reap what you sow.
Amen. Ooh, I want to talk to that.
Amen.
That's awesome. Plant the garden. Yes, indeed. But awesome. I thank God for you sharing that. I certainly want a copy of that.
Okay, yeah. I'll send it to you.
Okay. Anybody else have a brief testimony? That was an awesome, awesome poem. I think, and a song, too. Thank God for you.
Okay.
I have a testimony. My testimony is for about 8 months, because of a situation, I started working at Walmart in Delhi. And because of the hard floors, my feet began to hurt, my right foot. And so I went to the emergency room. I was in excruciating pain. They took an x-ray and said I had a heel spur. And they said a heel spur is like a bone that grows up like a hook, and it hooks into your bone. And it's really painful even when you sleep. And I thought this was an excuse for me to quit, but I knew that God had me there for a season with the situation. And I saw the move of God. God just so changed so many things there. But that was I was going to use that as an excuse to quit. Every day I would cry out, God, is it time for me to leave? Is it time for me to, and the Lord said, not so. It's not time yet. But I want you to know that when it came time, I stopped bothering the Lord. The season was up. Last Sunday was my last day. It was a wonderful last day. But the Lord healed my foot, so I couldn't use that as an excuse to quit. I had to give the excuse to go on the mission field to do the work of the Lord. It was so awesome. And so I told the Lord, because I was making like 300 and something every 2 weeks, which is not a lot of money. And I said, Lord, well, now I'm not going to be getting that. And so I would desire to make at least $150 a week. And so the first Monday, which was last Monday, I was in the garage looking down at a bucket that had paint. For some reason, I had been in and out of that room for years, and that same bucket was there with the paint. Somehow I managed to pick up a piece of paper, and I looked inside this paper. There was $100 bill with 2 ones. I said, God, you're so awesome. You're so awesome. That was waiting for me. That afternoon, we had a crew of 50 people came from Cincinnati to do volunteer work at our church. And at the evening, one of the guys gave me something in my hand. When I looked at it, it was a $50 bill. I said, God, you're so awesome. This is a $150 bill on the first Monday. And I said, God, thank you, Lord. I reached my quarter this week. God just was showing me that he is so faithful. And we don't know how God's going to work. There is a song that says, I anticipate the inevitable supernatural intervention of God. We go around expecting miracles. God, what you going to do today? Lord, what you going to do today? And we just give him praise. I thank God for healing me.
Amen. Awesome testimony. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. He is faithful. Hallelujah. He's faithful in every way. He's almighty, not just in money, not just in healing, but in every way, everything that we need in safety and protection and guidance and discernment, whatever we need, he is almighty.
Yes,
so, any more testimonies? brief testimony.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Who's this?
This is Avis.
Oh, hey, Avis, go ahead.
I have a testimony. I just want to thank the Lord for just keeping me alive because about 3 years ago I was poisoned and I didn't have no insurance. I would go to doctors. I would go to the emergency room. No one would want to take care of me. And I just start praising the Lord and praising the Lord. And I just want to sing a testimony song. Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
yes,
you
Lord.
Made
Lord.
A way.
Hallelujah.
You made a way. You made a way for me out of no way. You saved my soul.
Yes, Lord.
You saved my soul. You saved my soul from the enemy.
Thank you, girl.
Just continue to praise him because he is so wonderful and he is
yes,
so
he is.
Great. And miracles are still happening in this world today. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thanks for that testimony. I tell you what, ain't nothing like calling on his name, Jesus.
Yes.
What a mighty name that is. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Any more brief testimonies? Press 1 if you're not already on. Press 1.
I have another testimony is we had a break-in at the church a couple of weeks ago where they took the stove and the refrigerator and computers and a lot of things, but we needed a refrigerator. We really needed this. And so it was someone that gave us a refrigerator, but it didn't work. And so I called that person, and they swapped it out with another refrigerator, and that one didn't get cold either. And so I want you to know 2 nights ago, the Lord had someone to call me up. This man worked on a job, and they were giving the job a new refrigerator, and they wanted the guys there to put their name in the hat, and they were going to pull, and they were going to give this refrigerator away. Well, this lady's husband really didn't want to put his name in there, and so one of the guys that won the refrigerator went to this guy, and he said, "Hey, man, can you use the refrigerator?" He said, "Well, yeah, okay." And they thought about me, and they brought that refrigerator over 9 o'clock night before last, and it was so big, we had to cut 2 inches from the cabinet space to slide it in, but it's colder, it's bigger, it's better. Thank you, Lord. We set the other one out, and somebody was blessed to get the other one, too. So that's a testimony. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He is a supplier,
Amen.
A superabundant supplier. Thank God for him. He is almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. We got time for one or two more brief. Yes, you're on the air?
Yes, I just want to say that song, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, it touched me.
Thanks,
Lord. And I know he's going to touch so many people. It touched me.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the strength that he's given this woman of God. You know, I thank God for Sister Sandra. She has been through much. You know, God has given her a mighty vision. She lost her vision some time ago. But I tell you what, God is her eyes. He's all-seeing God. So he sees for her. I thank God she also lost her husband right after Katrina. But I thank God for the strength that he's given her. She also had a stroke. But God brought her back. She's a mighty healer. He's a provider.
Yes, he is.
promised to be with her, and he is with her morning, noon, and night. I thank God for this mighty woman of God. Through all these trials she's been through, she is triumphant in God, just
Amen.
Like Joshua. The Lord has given her victory after victory after victory. So we thank God for you, woman of God. Oh, we say, be thou strong and very courageous. Thank God for you. Any more testimonies? We got time for one more. Yes, you're on the air.
Me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, yes, this little short testimony is a really funny testimony. It's a... I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, I need a miracle of money because, you know, my daughter's getting married and everything. And I said, Lord, I need me a financial blessing real quickly. I said, I need some money real fast. So what happened when I went to work yesterday, usually I get just about $500 a week or something like that. This time I had a $901 check. I was like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Then they said, oh, that was for 2 weeks. I said, Lord, I asked you for a financial blessing. But I didn't ask you, was it one that I could use freely? He gave me what I wanted. He'll give you what you want. You have to be persistent the way you ask.
Amen. We can't limit our Father, huh?
Just doing what he said he would do. I appreciate it. I just love him.
Yes, indeed. We sure do love our Father. He is so great. He first loved us. And he's teaching us daily how to love him more and more. Thank the Lord.
Ask him for things the right way.
All right. Whatever we ask in his name, believe it, he is going to grant it. He's faithful.
Yes, Lord.
It is closing time on Bible Story Lane. One more, we'll allow one more person to say something. One more person, so go ahead.
I just thank God today for Bible Story Lane and for Pastor Phyllis because she has released, we have all been released into a new spirit that's a spirit of holiness. To help us evolve us on today. We have entered into that. And I thank God for you, woman of God, Sister G. You're such a blessing.
Yes, Lordy.
I'm going to tell you, you all are the true blessing. I thank God for blessing me with Bible Story Land and for each of you who faithfully come on, who faithfully pray for us, who faithfully stand on the wall for us. Because I tell you what, sometimes, you know, God has people praying for us. We don't even know that they're praying. But I just thank God that he is a mighty God. He'll assign us to pray for people we don't even know. So I'm just thanking God that he brought Bible Story Land into existence and that he comes on with us every week. He's faithful. He gives
yes,
us something
Lord.
To do, but he don't leave us here.
Thank
so
God.
I give all honor and praise to the Most High because he is the one who's doing everything. Everything you see, he's doing it. So I just thank God. I thank God for the strength that he puts in me and in all of you. So I thank God for each of you. I love each of you. I thank God for you on a daily basis. And I want each of us to continually pray. You know, when prayer requests go up on Saturday, continually pray for those as the Lord leads you during the week or whenever he puts it in your spirit. Just pray according to the how the Holy Spirit is leading you to pray for the prayer requests that are, you know, are asked on a weekly basis. And I thank God for his presence because he's faithful to come on every week with us. He said where two or more gather in his name, he's in the midst. So we are gathering in his name. In the Most High name, not our name, but his name. His name is above all names. So I thank God for each of you. I look forward to you being with us next Saturday. Tell a friend about Bible Story Land. Give them the call-in number, 1-619-789-4313. I want to say God loves you. Go forth and spread the good news of Jesus
yes,
Christ. Have a God-filled day, have a God-filled week, a God-filled month. Be blessed of the Lord. Remember, talk with God. Talk with him every day. Don't neglect the Father because he doesn't neglect us. And listen to his voice. You know, he's speaking to us in various ways. Sometimes he'll send another person to tell us something. Sometimes it may be a child. It may be in some form of
of you know, it could be a bird. I remember I was in New Orleans and three doves lit on my fence. And I said, oh, Lord, I know that's you. I thank God that he talks to us in various ways. But I just pray that God would continually keep us sensitive to his spirit. So I love you and look forward to each of you being with us next Saturday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Davis, you still on? You want to sing that song again, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead. Close us out with that song.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You made a way. You made a way. You made a way for me out of no way. You saved my soul. You saved my soul. You saved my soul from the enemy. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you. That was such a blessing. I tell you what, I thank God for using you to give him praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonderful name.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So I'm just waiting for people. You can hang up whenever you like. Mm-hmm. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Brenda, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Whenever you want, you can hang up.
Praise God. You know what? I would like to get Sister McCauley's phone number and give her a call. I'd like her to appear as a guest for coming down sometime.
Okay, she's gone. Everybody hung up but you.
I know. That's
okay,
why
so I'll call you back.
Okay, dear.
Okay,
God
bye-bye.
Bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.